It's April 24th, 2009. Hello and welcome to the Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Four Swedish men who run the file-sharing search engine Pirate Bay were sentenced to 1 year in prison and $3.6 million in fines by a Swedish district court. The four were prosecuted for aiding people in sharing copyright-protected files that don't even reside on the site. The men say they will appeal for a retrial after finding that the judge had a possible conflict of interest because he serves as a member in two copyright organizations in Sweden. Whether the case has a retrial or not, the Pirate Bay 4 would likely appeal the case to the Supreme Court, a process that could play out over years. Meanwhile, pirated movies and music are still as popular as ever online. On Torrent Freak, Matt Mason wrote that, "This was a show trial about money and politics, but most of all, it was a sideshow. This argument is over, and the entertainment industry should be focusing on licensing schemes, royalty agreements, and new business models content creators desperately need." In other news, it was Oprah-geddon for Twitter. Oprah Winfrey joined Twitter on her TV show, and the Fail Whale, Twitter's mascot for site outages, became a common sight. Oprah's first tweet was, "Hi, Twitters. Thank you all for a warm welcome. Feeling really 21st century." Of course, it was in all caps. TechCrunch reported that Oprah's Twitter push may have brought 1 million new accounts to Twitter in the aftermath. But it also angered many early adopters of the service, who are now starting on a backlash against it. Both CNN and the New York Observer wrote articles about a backlash against Twitter as it goes mainstream. Others beg to differ. MediaPost's Catherine Taylor said the hipsters were now upset about the bridge and tunnel set coming on board, but she wrote, quote, "It's impossible to really ruin Twitter because each of us makes it our own. Follow who you want to and don't follow who you don't want to. Making your own club is what Twitter has always been about." Now it's time for Just One Question. I talked with Edelman PR blogger Steve Rebell recently and asked, what do you think Twitter will do to make money?
I think Twitter will emerge more as an OS. You know, the developer ecosystem they built around that, I could see them building out APIs and creating a paid service for companies to say, okay, you pay us a little more, well, you could have more calls to the data, more kinds of calls to the data that allow you to build businesses that make money. These apps are paid apps. Tweety is going to be a paid app.
Right.
So they're starting to monetize, and I think with Twitter creates new entryways into the data that expose more things that allow people to monetize or allow corporations to do interesting things that they couldn't do before, then they got a business model instantly.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think about local watchdog journalism sites such as Min Post and Voice of San Diego? Our last poll question was, what are your thoughts on the Amazon fail firestorm on Twitter? Here's how readers answered. 26% said Amazon showed a bias against gays. Another 26% said Amazon made a PR blunder. 16% said Amazon protesters went too far. 14% said Amazon what? Who cares? And 12% said it was an unfortunate glitch. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.